As always, I am starting the new year on a positive note. Frankly, 2022 didn't have much going for it. It started with a senseless war between Russia and Ukraine, and nothing there has changed. COVID-19 is still here, and a flu bug with new strains is proving hard to shake off. Inflation is still running rampant, although gasoline prices have improved somewhat. And, finally, the year concluded with the tragic fire at the Happy Nun Cafe in Forget. A few weeks ago, Carlisle District Lions Club member Candy Bai decided to spearhead a group of us to donate blood. December 16th was marked on our calendars and off we drove to Rehina. Canadian Blood Services had just opened their new premises located on South Albert Street. 8 of us traveled to Rehina and met up with another 4 friends and relatives in the city. All of us registered as a group and I was the first scheduled appointment. 7 of us were Lions members, whose motto is, "We serve." I was greeted at the door by a blood donor volunteer who said, "How are you doing, Mr. Polly?" I replied, "How do I know you?" She said, "My name is Louise McCullough. I used to live northeast of Carlisle. I read your Carlisle Observer columns all the time. McCullough moved to Rehina in 2018. It certainly is a small world." After formally registering at the front desk, I was apprehensive. Over 20 years ago, I had a serious health issue and needed major surgery. One of the screening questions I had to answer was, "Have you previously had cancer?" I honestly said yes. A registered nurse was summoned, and I detailed my cancer history to her. I was cleared to donate and after a hemoglobin check was off to the donating room. The process was simple. I relaxed in a chair, and they poked me with a needle and syringe. Nearly half a liter of blood was drawn and after a recovery of 20 minutes or so, it was over. Before giving blood, we were treated to free salted snacks and water. After recovery, free snacks, water and pop were available. I spoke with Aaron Barlow, the territory manager of donor services for the Rehina branch. He indicated that during December, the number of donations decreases due to the holidays. As well, cold and flu season is upon us, and cancellation rates have jumped significantly. The Rehina clinic has a goal of 400 donations per week. Fortunately, they are only slightly behind that pace. Those that have O-negative blood account for only 7% of the population. Across the province, there is only a 3-day supply of that blood type on hand. Because of inflation and financial hardship, monetary donations to charitable organizations are 30% lower than a year ago. Giving blood and the gift of life is easy, free and a great alternative. All of us felt good about donating our blood and helping our communities and healthcare systems. Mobile units still drive out to specified locations in the province, but they have reduced their times and locations. For example, the closest mobile unit in southeast Saskatchewan is Weyburn, and they only come 2 to 3 times a year. We plan on making this a quarterly occurrence and have tentatively scheduled our next visit to Rehina for March. Non-Lions members are also welcome, and we ask that you watch for details on social media.